This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm always looking for examples of people knowing the right thing to say. This is such a challenge in life. We're faced with someone's grief, disappointment, anger, frustration, or guilt, and we want to offer comforting words, but we don't know what to say. So I love hearing someone get it right. I saw a wonderful example of the right thing to say on a TV show, the Amazon TV show Transparent. This show is about the Pfefferman family in Los Angeles, two parents and their three grown children who go through various challenges. The moment I want to talk about was on the show way back in season two. Spoiler alert, I am going to talk about something that happened in the show, so if you don't want to know, skip this episode of A Little Happier, and it's also a sad story, so you may want to skip because of that. A bit of backstory for the moment I want to discuss is that in season two, episode one, the character Sarah is getting married, her second marriage. On the day of her wedding, Josh tells their sister Allie a secret. His girlfriend Raquel is pregnant. And because no one in this family can keep a secret, soon the whole family knows. And then their mother Shelley is so thrilled by this news that she cannot resist announcing it to a big crowd of people at Sarah's wedding. Later in season 2, episode 7, the Pfefferman family, who is Jewish, is celebrating Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is the holiest day in the Jewish year, and as part of it, people fast. In this episode, the youngest child of the three children, Allie, is hosting a breakfast celebration in her apartment. She's invited her family and various family friends to share a meal. Everyone's sitting around the table, they're eating and talking, and people start to say to Josh, "Where's Raquel? Where's Raquel?" And finally, he steels himself and reveals what has happened. Raquel lost the baby. And Josh and Raquel broke up. Shelley immediately bursts into loud sobs.
Shelley.
Mom. Mommy, don't do this. Mom, this is not yours.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Well, at the wedding, I was drunk at the wedding, and I told everybody, and
it's not about you.
I told everybody to celebrate, and I brought out the evil eye, and I killed the baby.
Yeah, you killed the baby.
So here's the question. What do you say to this woman in her grief and her guilt? What could comfort her? Shelley's new boyfriend, Buzz, knows just what to say and what to do. He reaches out and puts his hand on her back and says in a gentle, almost humorous tone, "Shelley, you're not that powerful." When I heard those words, I felt a tremendous rush of relief. Those words are comforting. Because they're true. She's not that powerful. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.